Finally, I want to say this about our collective frustration and stress, and about the winter of our discontent, a phrase coined by William Shakespeare. I'm hearing it a lot these days, even from some of my colleagues. Here's reporter Bruce Gellerman just this morning.
This has been the winter of our discontent, filled with dead car batteries, stalled public transit.
And just yesterday, my co-host, Meghna Chakrabarty, used a similar phrase to promote today's program.
The winter of Boston's discontent, its effect on our mental health, and what to do about it.
Winter of our discontent. It sounds just right to describe these dark, grim winter days. But here's the thing. Shakespeare meant something very different when he wrote it. I don't want to sound pedantic here. I just want to point out that his meaning might actually help us in these dark, cold days. The phrase comes from Richard III, and it's not a reference to a cold, unhappy winter season. On the contrary, at the start of the play, Richard is celebrating an upturn in his family's fortunes. Here's the great Laurence Olivier delivering the line in 1955.
Now is the winter of our discontent, made glorious summer by this son of York. And all the clouds that lowered upon our house in the deep bosom of the ocean, buried.
So he's saying this is the winter of our discontent, as in this is the end of our discontent. It's been buried deep in the ocean, transformed into glorious summer. Of course, things didn't work out so well for Richard, but it's still a beautiful and hopeful image. So my point is, if we think about how Shakespeare employed the phrase, we can use it to express hope and optimism. Yes, it's still cold and miserable and more snow is coming, but hey, it's mid-February. Daylight savings begins in just 3 weeks, and then spring, baseball, and the sweet smell of grass are not far behind. So I'm hoping this really is the winter of our discontent. If we think of what those words meant to Shakespeare, it should make us all feel a little better and hopeful. We can thank the Bard for reminding us that this too shall pass.